We have a story now about Christians in the Middle East. With all the turmoil in Syria and Iraq, many Christians there have fled the violence and persecution, hoping to get to the U.S. But recently, the world's Richard Hall met an American couple who went in the opposite direction. They traveled to Lebanon to work as Christian missionaries.
It's not often that I run into Texans in Lebanon. So when I met Kim and David a few weeks ago, I couldn't help asking them what brought them here. "We are missionaries," they told me, "sent here by God to help refugees who fled the war in Syria." They didn't want me to use their last name, but they did invite me to the school they founded. They call it the House of Love. Kim and David came here to Lebanon 2 years ago on a short trip to help Syrian refugees. It was during that visit that Kim said God told her to move here permanently. But Kim figured David wouldn't do it. He had a good job in the States.
I thought, oh God, you're going to have to like part the Red Sea or something for him because I don't see him budging.
But David also felt the call, as he put it. They packed up all of their stuff and told their 8 kids, all fully grown, that they were going to Lebanon, the Bekaa Valley. In case you're not familiar with it, the Bekaa Valley is one of those places that the State Department says Americans should avoid entirely.
You know, if you pull up on the government website, they have the red warning. It's all red.
It's close to the border with Syria, and just a couple of weeks ago, a bomb went off a mile down the road from the school.
Of course, you think about those things, but then you have to weigh out. First of all, did I sign up to be a follower of Christ to be safe? Or to be happy, or, you know, personally, I don't see him as a Santa Claus.
Kim and David are providing education for the Syrian kids here, many of whom haven't been in school for years. But they're also doing something else. This song is called Jesus Is My Sugar. After classes in English and Arabic, the kids watch videos to learn about the Bible. This one shows Jesus surrounded by adoring children. Most of the kids at the school are Sunni Muslims. I'll be honest, when I first heard about what Kim and David were doing here, my first thought was, do these guys know what they're getting into? Lebanon has a sizable Christian population, but the relationship between Christians and Muslims here is complicated, to say the least. Missionaries have been targeted here in the past, even killed. Beyond the extremists, there are many in the Muslim community who don't look kindly upon Christian evangelizing. But despite the Bible videos, Kim and David insist that converting Muslims is not their aim.
We are not here to convert anyone. Now, the families around us that bring their kids here, they know that we are Christians from the States. And they're okay with that. We let them know, look, it's going to be on the way we teach morals and values. And are you okay with that? Of course. And if they're not, then they don't come.
Yeah. And so the kids have these lessons. Do they go back and talk to their parents about what they've seen?
Of course.
Do you get any feedback from the parents at all about
it? Mostly positive.
It surprises me a bit. I thought that you might get a bit of pushback on that.
Well, there are some in the community that probably don't want their kids. But again, it's by choice they come here.
They say they haven't had any major problems with locals here. Though David does mention that they had to move the site of the school after they first arrived because it was in a predominantly Muslim neighborhood.
We had to move from there because of all of the the tensions that were being created.
One of the volunteers here at the House of Love converted to Christianity shortly before coming to Lebanon. I'll call him Christopher. He's a Kurd from a conservative Muslim family in northern Iraq. He started reading the Bible after a Christian friend of his was killed fighting ISIS.
My father bought the Bible, I bought a new one, and then after 1 week he checked my stuff, and then he found another one. So he tried to kill me because it's like a shame or something like this.
I asked Christopher what would happen if one of the Muslim kids here wanted to convert.
Do you ever worry that they might get in trouble with their families like you did, if they go home and talk to their parents about Jesus?
Yeah, of course, that's why we are in a first step just talking through the story and a movie about Jesus, but we don't tell them what they should do. We are just showing, so they're going to decide it, not us.
Given the sensitivity of the issue, I asked Kim and David why not just support a local charity in their work with refugees, maybe avoid some of these problems. They said they thought about it, but they didn't feel at peace with that option. It wasn't what they were called here to do. For The World, Richard Hall, the Bekaa Valley, Lebanon.